I am so excited to announce our new platform launch, the49ersrush.com. We've been active on Patreon for years, and we're still going to keep that community going, but the49ersrush.com has everything Patreon offers and a bunch more. You want to watch player breakdowns? Guess what? You click that. It's filtered based on players. You want to see Javon Hargrave, what he brings, some CMC tape broken down, IU, Jair Brown. We've got hundreds and hundreds of tapes on. Now, you want football 101. You want to learn scheme? Guess what? We've got every single offensive, defensive, special team snap. Head over to the49ersrush.com, sign up, join the community, and plus we got a 7-day free trial. So.
At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Let's bring sis home, baby. Let's go.
Yeah. I love it, man.
It's time for the 49ers Rush Podcast. Here's your host, John Chapman.
What is going on, faithful? How you guys doing? What's up, guys? 49ers come out on top, absolutely dominate the week one Monday Night Football matchup to the point where Aaron Rodgers was benched, you know, to keep him healthy. Just the game was so far out of whack, just with the way it went. There's so many things that I want to get to tonight. Just how unconventional this kind of game was for the 49ers. No CMC. There was one point where Trent Williams was out, Aaron Banks was out. It didn't really matter. You're rotating in all these different players, whether it's offense, defense, didn't matter. You go out and you put up over 30 points. Jordan Mason, we got to talk about the man. We have been championing this guy for a long time, 150-plus total yards. He had over 6 yards per carry just running the ball. And I love the fact that Shanahan actually leaned on him. A lot of times whenever the running backs are doing very, very well, he kind of goes away from them and gets kind of cute, fancy. And I felt like that's kind of where this game started, with Deebo in the backfield, all this stuff, whatever else. But once you got in the second and third and fourth quarter, Shanahan just said, you know what? Let's focus on 24. Let's give the ball to Jordan Mason. The Jets were scared to tackle him. And he just continued to answer the call. And one of my favorite things, again, kind of out of the norm for Shanahan, there was one point in the third quarter when he called the exact same play back-to-back times to Jordan Mason. And it was just like, man, we have not seen this in a while. So was it a conventional win? No. But to come out week one without the offensive player of the year gone, Trent Williams coming back after being signed a week, you know, ago, awesome. You've got Brandon Ayuk coming back a week, just got signed. Not too good of a game, let's be honest. Brandon Ayuk was really, really bad. Multiple drops, had 2 drops in the first half, including the best pass of the day by any quarterback. In the corner of the end zone on, I think it was second or third down, right in the breadbasket and dropped it. So Ayuk, and you know, just...
Prize Picks is America's number one daily fantasy sports app with over 5 million active members. All you do is pick more or less on 2 to 6 player stat projections and watch the winnings roll in. Right now, Caleb Williams, all you have to do is pick over or under Caleb Williams 1 passing yard. Every week in Sam Tipper, that's it. Every single week. And so for right now, you could combine that, again, 2 or 6 of these, you know, things that you pick more or less. Christian McCaffrey's at 88.5 rush yards week one. So you pair that with, you say he's going to rush for over that. You do more there. You do more on Caleb Williams' 1 pass yard. Bet $20, you win $60 on that. It's so simple, right now. So download the Prize Pick app today. Use code 49ERS, that's 49ers, and get $50 instantly when you play on $5. That's code 49ers on Prize Picks for $50 instantly when you play $5. Don't have to win. As soon as you play $5, you get $50 back. You don't even need to win. So it's guaranteed. Prize Picks, run your game. Have you ever tried to explain football to a little kid? It's near impossible with all the rules, all the regulations, and it's just confusing. I remember the first time I coached my son's little league team whenever he was 5 years old, I got gray hairs immediately. So I know many of you guys have young kids or grandkids, nieces, nephews, it doesn't matter, that you want to share your football experience with. Well, Future Fans is a brand that helps little kids become big football fans by embedding the rules of football into parallel games and activities. And the way Future Fans teaches, it's so unique and effective. They introduce the concepts of the sport in a way that the kid will understand. Think of a beanbag toss game for teaching first downs. And I know it sounds crazy, but it's genius and it works. You go read the reviews, you'll see for yourself. So if you want your kid to understand football, Future Fans is for you. It's only $49.99, and if you use our code RUSHRUSH at futurefans.com to get 10% off, unlock a lifetime of memories with your kid in your life starting now. Trust me, it'd be worth it.
Being in the stadium, everybody was pissed off at Brandon Ayuk. And, you know, you had a chance to come out and kind of set up and answer the call. He did not do that. Trent Williams, nobody felt that way against in the stadium. I'm telling you right now, I mean, everybody was like, man, bench him. Bench that dude, get him out. He did have two key catches on third down, which was important, Brandon Ayuk, but not a good game. And for the people that were like, okay, once he has a good game, the goodwill will return, this wasn't it. And he maybe had, we'll have to look at the snap counts, maybe 50% of the snaps out there, Brandon Ayuk. Most of it was Juwan Jennings, who left for a short time, came back. And there were a lot of guys that did that. Trent Williams left for an IV, came back. Aaron Banks is probably the biggest concern. It was a calf injury, which that's what CMC had as well. But Spencer Burford, you know, he came in, played on the left side in the fourth quarter. We haven't seen him play on the left side since he's been a part of the 49ers. I don't think that he played relatively bad. It was a small sample size. We'll have to see whenever we dive into the film, which I'm really excited about. And if you haven't joined us yet over at the 49ersrush.com, or our Patreon channel, links in the description of this video or audio podcast. Every single offensive, defensive, special teams play completely broken down the past 3.5 seasons. We're going to have that up as soon as we get the film. Monday night games usually show up Tuesday midday. So around lunchtime tomorrow, I should be able to start breaking that down. We do have the John and Wayne show tomorrow at 10. But we do have to talk about the defense because – I really thought that they continued to answer the call. It wasn't until the final drive in the fourth quarter that the Jets even passed 40 yards rushing. They were completely just shut down running the ball until it was late. Malik Willis came in, had a couple good runs. Obviously, you know, Bryce Hall had a couple good runs late. But the 49ers defense did everything that they needed to do to just put the clamps on. And, you know, my 49ers defensive MVPs, there's three of them. Fred Warner, defensive player of the year, quality or caliber game, came out, set the tone. You had that one play turnover drive where he just forced Bryce Hall again to fumble the ball on. I think it was a screen play. Awesome. Malik Collins, who you traded a seventh rounder for to the Houston Texans. Unbelievable. I like this. Adam, appreciate that. He says, Collins impressed. Dude, Malik Collins is him. If you can get this type of play, I don't want to, like, I hate hyperbole, and I don't want to go this far. I would argue this game for Malik Collins was as good, if not better, than every single Javon Hargrave game all of last year. Like, I would take this. I know he didn't have a sack, or maybe, I don't think he had a sack, but that dude was a tone setter. Malik Collins showed up in the run game, just shut things down consistently. And then on the back end, Diamador Lenore. Good gosh. Man, number two. That dude is him. Whatever accolades you want to put out there, I don't care. Wherever Diamador Lenore is, great things happen. Run game, great. Pass game, great. Slot, great. Outside, great. Great. Now, maybe one of the best pass completions for the Jets all game was against Amador Lenore, but his coverage was perfect. And so in the NFL, really football at any level, perfect pass, perfect catch beats perfect coverage. It was a slot fade to, I think it was Garrett Wilson. It was one of the biggest early plays for the Jets. But, man, he answered the call, got the tip for the interception. DFF showed up with the interception. Love to see that. That made me really, really happy. But, and, you know, this probably one of the only critiques that you can have in the 49ers or the 49ers defense is this scheme does not allow you to take away or to highlight a certain wide receiver. It just really doesn't do that. Seattle does a little bit of this box one type set, but in our cover three, cover one quarters, cover six scheme, we could favor the safeties a certain way. But when Garrett Wilson is just like not lighting us up, I don't want to say that, but it was very obvious Garrett Wilson was their go-to guy, and it cost us a couple different times. There's not really a lot of adjustments that the 49ers can make to kind of offset and to favor a wide receiver that plays in the slot and outside, left, right side, all over the place. So, you know, as I was watching the game, I was just like, man, you know, Nick Sorensen, new DC, awesome job. The points are more than we're comfortable giving up when you look at the game holistically, but the game was out of hand. You were up 3+ possessions in the fourth quarter. That wasn't going to change. They got some garbage time TD. You know, that's what it is, but it still counts. We still had our starters out. Another issue that I think needs to be raised, why is Fred Warner, Nick Bosa, Amador Lenore, all these guys still out there when you're up 3 scores with 1 minute left? I understand the player pride. I understand trying to get the stats.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown.
Ooh.
And your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
Ferris Ward almost had an interception. I get all those things. But at the same time, like, the game's well out of hand. Jets bench their starters. There's no possible way for them to come back and kind of get the lead. And so it's just like, ah, man, is this not the best time to just kind of pull our starters? Let's get some backup, some reps. Let's make sure our starters don't get hurt, all those things. But defense was awesome, absolutely incredible. You know, 13 points well into the fourth quarter. You had the third and fourth down stop in the fourth quarter. That was the game over. A lot of Niners fans kind of bounced. You know, we go to all these road games, and it's always fun to see when the fans leave, right? But it's different when the home fans leave because you're blowing the team out so much. And that's one of the things that's just, you know, it changes just the way you see things. It's like, man, our fans leave just like yours do, but we leave because we're blowing you out and this game is over. That's the difference. And that's what's up. Now, man, we had a great day betting. We hit on hit on hit on hit. We were, I think, 4 yards away from being almost like a perfect 10 for 10. But if you haven't bet with us this year, man, you missed out on week one. But it's not too late because we're going to keep doing it all year long.
You know football. You watch all the games. You know what's going to happen before it actually does. So why don't you put your knowledge to the test over at MyBookie, where you can bet on everything? Go to mybookie.ag. Use promo code 49ERS, 49ers, or scan this QR code next to me, and they're going to match your initial deposit. Put in 50, you get 50. Put in 100, you get 100, all the way up to $1,000. Plus, you can bet everywhere. California, Texas, doesn't matter. I've been in California for years. I've used it for 6 straight years. Easy to get money in, easy to get money out, trusted source, and you can bet on anything you want. You want to bet on politics, any sport, you name it. They've got the casino, if that's your thing. You name it, MyBookie is there for you. Now, make sure you use promo code 49ERS to get that double deposit. And MyBookie, bet anything, anytime, anywhere, only with MyBookie.
Now, a couple questions or just comments. Shout out to my man, Sean. He says, should have went for it on that fourth down. I think that Kyle wanted to go. We were down. We were up 13. Field goal extended to 16, which, okay, I'm cool with that. But that's also the play Trent Williams came to the sideline and was cramping up. And so, I was filming him going to the sideline. So as soon as Trent Williams was like, dude, I got to come out. That's part of the contract. That's part of the holdout. He hasn't been out there. He's not in football shape. He played pretty much every single play the first four quarters. And so I think that was kind of the deciding factor for Shanahan. I don't know. But when Trent pulled himself out and it's fourth and one, it's like, yeah, kick the field goal. I don't think it was a bet. Like, I'm weird. My coaching kind of decisions are I don't ever want to give momentum to the opposing team that's trailing, that's trying to catch up, right? If you're behind, you've got to regain that momentum. So you never want to give it away. If you went forward on fourth and didn't get it, that would feel like a Jets win. And we got to say, man, shout out to Jake Moody. You know, I am an anti-draft pick kicker guy. I don't believe in ever spending resources on kickers, punters. I just don't believe. I think they're replaceable. But he goes out there and 6 for 6 on field goals. One of them was a bank shot from 53, which was awesome. So, man, hat tip to Jake Moody. The consistency and just reliability of having that. 6 for 6, I think that's a Niners record, or at least ties a Niners record. So that's huge. And that's what you need. Like, you have to have guys step up, right? In sports in general, especially football with 100% injury rate, people are going to get injured. But who's going to step up and make up the ground that was lost whenever CMC's out, whenever Ayuk's not at 100%, whenever, you know, Trent Williams not at 100%, when Aaron Banks is out? You've got to have guys step up. And Jake Moody did that today. And so 6 for 6, hit the extra points. That's awesome. And if you can have that with the longevity of kicking those long field goals, 250-plus yarders, that's awesome. Was it the difference in the game? No. But again, back to my statement of never give the trailing team momentum. I think the score was 7-3 early, but the 49ers were in control of this game the whole time. And this was not the 49ers' best game. But Nick Bosa didn't have a good game. He didn't have a bad game, but he didn't really make any monumental plays or show up, really. Got held several times, hands in the face several times, not called. But that's okay. The 49ers' best game is ahead of them. But whenever you can wax a team that just flew all the way across coast like this on week one, Monday night, 25 million plus viewers, and you don't have your offensive player of the year, your $30 million wide receiver had a terrible game, your left tackle's got to freaking go get an IV in the fourth quarter, Banks is at, like, you see what I'm saying? Like, the Niners should not have won this game by what they did, but the depth and quality starters across the board were also. Brock Purdy didn't have a lot of Brock Purdy moments. His best play of the game, and I feel like this is always the case for number 13, was that pass to Ayuk in the corner, but it was dropped. Like I would argue Brock Purdy's top five plays all time are all drops. I don't know why, but it's not like he had a bad game. He had 0 touchdown passes, Brock Purdy. So the best is still ahead. There's no doubt about that. But to get a win by double digits, multiple scores on a night like this, oh my gosh. Like, you take this 100 out of 100 times, and now you get to go play the one and old fighting Sam Darnolds in the Minnesota Vikings, which is, you know, comical to me. I'm just going to be honest. But Sam Darnold looked great. And so now you get to play against, you know, the guy that was on your team last year. So if you're coming out to Minnesota, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com, come check us out Saturday night. We've got a party, Crave Rooftop downtown. Our tailgate, oh my gosh, in the purple lot, is going to be incredible game day. You've got to come out, 49ersRushRoadTrip.com. If you haven't got tickets, both these events are going to sell out. I'm just telling you that right now. That is taking place. And then also on the 12th, September 12th, we're about to give these tickets away. Again, if you haven't heard this, my buddy, his 2-year-old, got diagnosed with leukemia. And so we're doing this. We're giving away 2 tickets to the 49ers-Rams game, week 3 down in SoFi with a pink tailgate parking pass. The only place you can tailgate at SoFi. 1 entry, $20, or 3 entries for $50. Everything goes to him, whatever we make. The49ersRush.com/Rams. The49ersRush.com/Rams. Go check that out. We have not hit near what I thought we were going to hit I might have to bump some extra money in there just because. But just want to say thank you guys, man. The 49ers, what a freaking game. They come out 1-0, completely handle their business. You've got to love everything, the entire way this went. Textbook win against Aaron Rodgers, who just can't seem to beat us, and I love it. I love the meme of his face, and it's the most Aaron Rodgers thing ever. But thank you, guys. We're going to be live all week tomorrow, 10 a.m., John and Wayne show. Thursday, we got the John and Ant show. All the video breakdowns, every offensive, defensive, and special teams play going to be over at the 49ersRush.com. Until next time, it's easy today, baby. Stay strong, Faker.